We're back this hour with the Larson family. We went from 10-year-old Isaac Larson talking about his Saturday, third day of season buck with his grandpa, who's now behind the microphone. Lowell Larson Sr., thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And I've actually never done this before with a grandson and grandpa. And you took your grandson hunting, and he was able to take a nice four-point buck after a long track as well. So.
Yes, very, very long track.
And you actually took a buck out of that same blind on opening day, right?
Opening day, 9:05 in the morning, I downed a five-pointer.
Okay, and I can't even imagine what number buck that is in your lifetime.
Many.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about how special it was hunting with your grandson. And this probably wasn't even the first time you hunted with one of your grandsons, was it?
No. My son, Isaac's father, he's been getting the kids involved in hunting and trapping and so on. And so I knew last year after Isaac had shot a buck with his crossbow that I was going to have to do something with my blind for two people to sit in, because his dad, being a mentor, he was sitting with him when he shot his crossbow. And so I said, I have to do something to accommodate two people. So this past winter, I built a two-person blind. So as our grandchildren start getting older, I have a few more coming. I had to make it so that it would accommodate the kids. So anyway, Isaac had mentioned earlier in the show that the windows are adjustable. Isaac is quite a bit shorter than I am. I'm 6'4", and so I had to make the windows top and bottom to be adjustable for him. And so it worked out really well. And it was a real excellent experience having him in the blind with me. It's a memory I'll never forget. When the buck was coming walking in, I didn't know it was a buck at the time. I saw the legs coming through the trees. And when he saw the buck first, he turned to me and looked me in the eye and he says, "And it's a buck too." And I said, "Oh my goodness." You know, and I was amazed. He was well coached by his dad. He was very calm, collected. The buck came in, monkeyed around a while, did some turns, and he waited till he turned, pretty much broadsided. And when he shot, the buck bolted out. Well, when I looked down, I was going to pick up my stuff to go and retrieve the buck with him. And Isaac said, "Grandpa, there's another buck on the shooting lane." And I thought, how strange. I've never seen that happen before.
Right after a shot.
Right after a shot. Here's a buck standing, but it was further down on the shooting lane. And we didn't know at the time it was the buck he shot. So he didn't shoot again because we had shot the buck. We thought he was down for sure. So we left the blind, and as we were leaving the blind, the deer went into the woods, the other buck. But come to find out, it was the buck he had shot. And it hadn't fallen yet. So Isaac, basically, in your first part, was explaining how we tracked it. But my son, he's had quite a bit of experience tracking deer, and he said, "We're going to let it rest." We let it rest for an hour. Put it up. Wasn't quite bleeding enough. He said, let it go again. So we waited till noon. This was 8:40 in the morning that Isaac shot. And so we went back to camp, and we waited till noon, and so I took Isaac with me, and his dad got on the deer trail, and he and I went out as blockers out on the power line because we thought he would maybe cross the power line and Isaac could get another shot. But it wasn't necessary. His dad found the deer down, and it expired. So it was a memorable experience, but I'll never forget, as long as I live, the expression on his face when he turned and he said, "It's a buck too." It burnt into my mind.
Well, it's really cool to hear the experience also from your perspective as a grandfather.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really neat. Well, I'd like to take just a few minutes and talk a little bit about this unique product that you developed. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this idea for an acorn planter?
Back in the 90s, early 90s, a forester I was working with, Gain Erdman, he was going over my land, and he knew I was interested in hunting and trapping and recreation. And he said, "You know, if you really wanted to bring your woodlot up to another level," he said, "you could use some oak trees. It's a long-term process. It's not something that you do overnight, but he says in the future for your children and your grandkids, this would be an excellent addition to your woodlot. So I asked him, how do I go about it? He told me, basically, you got to take and get down and dig a hole and put an acorn about an inch and a half down in the hole. I said, how am I going to do this? You know, that's a back-breaking effort. So he inspired me to develop what I call now the squirrel. It's a planting tube that you just push into the ground with both hands, and it actually cuts a hole the diameter of about an inch and a quarter, and it takes that core out of the ground, and you simply move it over, and in a standing position, drop an acorn down the tube, and it goes right into the hole. And then you put the core back over the acorn, and you push on a spring rod, and it puts the dirt back over the nut, and you simply step it down and walk on. This tool that I designed back in the 90s was a prototype, of course. We've further developed it since then. But I can plant upwards of 300 acorns an hour.
Wow.
Just walking along, plugging them into the ground. And my wife inspired me. She said, why don't you do something with that acorn planter? Because I've had success with it. I have trees on my property that are now producing acorns from the 90s. She said, why don't you take it over to Invent NMU? I did, and they worked it over, and ergonomics and so on, and it all worked out well with NMU. They were a big help. And NMU had a team of foresters come in and view the product. They loved it. They thought it was a unique idea because oak is very difficult to plant. But what's nice about this, Adam, is they're so inexpensive. It's not like going out buying trees or trees in a pot. I've met with DNR officials with it. I'm trying to get in with the National Forest Service on regeneration because what's nice about this planting tool, you can plant hundreds of acorns a single person in a day, and when you're done planting, there is no evidence that you were even in there. I mean, you're not plowing up the ground.
Yeah.
And it makes for a nice, clean look.
All right. Very cool. Nutplanter.com. Get the squirrel for your planting some acorns on your property, and I'm sure you got more information on your website, too,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Lowell Larson Sr., or to this young lad here, Grandpa Larson, helping Isaac get his buck here this deer season. And thank you guys for coming in and sharing with us here on The Outdoor Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.